Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you're a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Rock of ages, come for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure.
All the labors of my hands could not meet thy law's demand. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone.
Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. To thy fountain, Lord, I fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die.
Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings.
Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust.
It is he who will free you from the snare of the fowler who seeks to destroy you. He will conceal you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge.
You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that prowls in the darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon.
1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 fall at your right. You it will never approach. His faithfulness is buckler and shield.
Your eyes have only to look to see how the wicked are repaid. You who have said, Lord, my refuge, and have made the Most High your dwelling.
Upon you no evil shall fall, no plague approach where you dwell. For you has he commanded his angels to keep you in all your ways.
They shall bear you upon their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. On the lion and the viper you will tread, and trample the young lion and the dragon.
Since he clings to me in love, I will free him, protect him, for he knows my name. When he calls, I shall answer, I am with you. I will save him in distress and give him glory.
With length of life, I will content him. I shall let him see my saving power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings.
A reading from the book of Revelation. They shall see the Lord face to face and bear his name on their foreheads. The night shall be no more. They will need no light from lamps or the sun, for the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. I would pray, first as always, that we give thanks to God for the blessings that he has poured out upon us. I would pray for the President of the United States and for all civic leaders at all levels of government, that they will govern wisely and with charity. I would pray for the United States of America, that we continue to be abundantly blessed by God. Pray for all those who have asked for our prayers, for all who are sick and suffering, who are lost and lonely, for the many applicants who are desiring to join the United States Old Catholic Church to serve in ministry, that God will sustain them and lead them, that God will lead many of the faithful to attend our churches and receive the sacraments and the graces that the United States Old Catholic Church brings from heaven. Pray for those of us who are in ministry now in the United States Old Catholic Church, our bishops, our priests, our deacons, and our seminarians, that we may all continue to grow in love, love for the Lord, love for his holy word, love for the sacraments, love for one another. We pray for those who have gone before us marked with the sign of faith, that they will find in the Lord a place of light, refreshment, and peace. And Reverend Sister Mary Elizabeth, do you have any specific intentions that you would care to offer at this time?
Continue to pray for all animals that are abused and neglected, and through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from that turmoil. Continue to pray for the homeless. Continuing to pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may follow the path of light. Continue to pray for the sick and dying. Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them, that they may be ready to meet Jesus. Continuing to pray for Destin, that he continues to be strong. We're going to pray for Bishop Long as he takes on the massive responsibility of presiding bishop. Nicholas wishes to pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. And pray for the Order of St. Benedict, Immaculate Mary, to prosper along with the whole church.
We pray also for the intercession of St. Michael Judge, priest and martyr, and St. Jacques Amel, priest and martyr, that they may bring our petitions before the throne of God, where we are certain that they will be heard, and give thanks for their example of life, of zealous ministry, and give thanks for the example of their holy deaths. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Celebrated today the mystery of the rising of Christ to new life. May we now rest in your peace, safe from all that could harm us, and rise again, refreshed and joyful, to praise you throughout another day. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you are a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.